This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. The price of a New York City taxi medallion is falling for the first time in decades. That's according to data reported in the New York Times. The Times cites recent sales figures showing that the cost of a medallion, which gives its owner the right to drive a yellow cab, has fallen 17% from a high of over $1 million. While a spokesperson for the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission called the findings speculative and misleading, the taxi industry is blaming apps like Uber and Lyft for the changing economics of being a driver for hire. I'm joined now by Graham Hodges, a former New York City cabbie and taxi historian at Colgate University. Welcome, Graham.
Nice to talk to you.
Now, Graham, kindly provide us with some background. The news today is that the price of a taxi medallion has gone down significantly, but they still cost a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars in New York City. How did medallions get so expensive in the first place?
Well, New York City issues medallions as a public service to taxi cab drivers to allow them to cruise around the streets, to wait at airports for passengers. And this is a monopoly right that dates back to 1937. The medallions themselves are only worth $10. However, the business accrued, the investment, of course, has grown quite a bit since then, especially in the last 10 years. The reasons for that, I think, are that investors who include garage owners, brokers, and perhaps venture capitalists, see taxi medallions as a kind of a never-ending source of revenue. People always need cabs, and so therefore the right to pick them up should always accrue. That is until very recently.
Well, medallion prices have climbed really fast, right? I remember reading last year that the first $1 million medallion had been sold, so they've gone up a lot.
Yes, quite a bit. In fact, my concern is that they have gone far higher than the ordinary owner-driver can reasonably afford. To ask an individual to buy a medallion on a mortgage basis is really, when they're over $1 million, that's just not plausible.
So what does this all have to do with transportation apps like Uber and Lyft? They're being blamed. And the new green taxis in the boroughs, are they impacting the market too?
What's happened, actually, is especially Brooklyn now has become fertile ground for taxis. And there the green cabs do predominate. Uber and Lyft and the other app-operated taxi platforms, these are really no more than radio cabs using iPhones. That said, radio cabs used to fall completely under New York City regulations, and Uber and Lyft are skirting those regulations, so they don't apply to them.
Well, Graham, who are the winners and losers when it comes to plummeting medallion prices?
That's really hard to say right now, but my hope is that as medallion prices go down, they'll be more attractive to the ordinary guy. However, I think what's happening right now is that whoever will invest in taxi medallion, and up until recently there were a lot of people willing to do that, they're probably hedging their bets, wondering if state assemblies, city governments are going to allow Uber or Lyft or any of the other internet platforms to simply drive without regulations. People are really pretty leery about that. You know, are they going to put their money into a system that may be defunct in a few years?
Well, we talk about drivers. How about passengers? Do you think this is good or bad for them?
I think passengers are always better off when they know that the taxi has been inspected and there's been some vetting of the driver who's in front of them, that there is a place, a real place, a taxi limousine commission where they can protest bad service or fare gouging, reckless driving. Very hard to do that if you're simply dealing with a website.
There are some taxi drivers who save up for years, work really hard, and have gone deep into debt to purchase their own medallions. What would you say to drivers?
They should hang in there. What's going to happen, even if cab driving is deregulated, which I don't think is going to happen, the resulting chaos, fare gouging, reckless driving, would be so substantial that not long after that, there'd be a call for regulation again for the medallion system. It's worked. It works. It has worked now for over 80 years in its present form. It's based on historic precedent going back long before there were gasoline-powered automobiles. So this is something that really has historical veracity to it. I know that sounds very intellectual for a guy who's trying to make ends meet, but the long term is in his favor.
Taxi historian at Colgate University and former New York City cabbie Graham Hodges. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
This is All Things Considered on WNYC.